It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is another edition of Bermanology. We are talking to Ohio State targets from around the country. Today, we're joined by Noah Rogers, Roseville, North Carolina, country's number 7 ranked wide receiver, according to on3sports.com, the number 1 ranked player in North Carolina. Welcome, Noah. How are you, man? How's things been?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I know this last couple months have been hectic. You're starting to try to narrow things down for yourself on the recruiting trail and what you're looking for, what's most important. You've got to see a lot of the top schools that you wanted to see. Obviously, we cover Ohio State, so we're just going to start right there with the Buckeyes. We've not really spoken on the record since your visit to Columbus for the spring game on April 16th, but what was it about that trip for you, Noah, that kind of solidified in your mind that Ohio State was one of those schools that you knew you were going to be paying close attention to?
I just like the atmosphere of the football team and the program. I believe that that is one of the best receiving courts. And down here where I'm from, I always play with good receivers. And I feel like that's just my style, playing with guys that's going to make me better. And I'm making them better, pushing them in practice. But not only that, just a great scheme and the way they use their guys. I mean, it's a great opportunity to play for a team like this, like Ohio State. And I just believe that that is like one of that is a great option for me. So,
no, I think it's fascinating for a lot of times people around the country, they look at a receiver like you, highly ranked. They look at the Ohio State roster and you see a line of receivers. How important was it for you on that visit to get to talk to guys like Marvin Harrison, like Emeka Abuka? You guys are very similar personalities. You and Marv especially, you kind of remind me of Marv a little bit personality-wise. I mean, do you feel like it's important to get to know those guys as people and see if you fit in with them?
Yeah, it definitely is because all their guys, well, most of their guys are in my shoes. They were highly ranked, came far away, and all reaching the same goal. And I feel like it's important to see what they have, what kind of adversity they had to go through, and what I can relate to from them. And not just that, them being a mentor to me by saying like what I could possibly do before I come up there that they wish they did. So it's definitely great to have like a older guy to look up to, especially a guy like Marvin that Coach Day and Cartland, they remind me of.
Did I say that too? I love when I'm. Yeah. I like when I'm correct. When I say things, no. It makes sense to me. You got a very similar vibe, very chill.
That's a true fact.
Yeah, it's important because you need to be around guys who are like you, but you also need to be able to be motivated by players and driven by them. Your top five is interesting. You got the two local schools in North Carolina, North Carolina State, Clemson, Florida State, Ohio State. You know, you got what, four schools in the ACC and then the Buckeyes in the Big Ten. Did you ever really stop to think that you would consider going that far away from home for school? I mean, has that played a role in maybe, you know, keeping these other schools in the mix?
Well, first, I just want to say all the offers I got, every school is a great option. And just because they didn't make my top five doesn't mean I wouldn't have anybody go there. But for me to go that far is I didn't really expect it that much. I kind of overlooked that first, but I think that in my head that you just got to give everyone a shot, and especially Ohio State, just the way it is. And it's especially a great place for receivers. So I didn't really expect me to really like it as much, but I loved it and what they had for me. And it's just a big time decision to make if I'm considering going out that far.
Were you comfortable with the drive? Because the first couple times I made the drive from Charlotte to Ohio, I thought it was going to be longer. I thought it was going to be longer, but it wasn't as bad as like I kind of envisioned.
Nah, we flew, but 7 hours is really nothing to my mom. Like, we do that trip a lot. We're used to doing 5 hours for a week just for training to go to Charlotte with my 717, and that's about a 5 or 6 hour drive in total. So it's really nothing. It's not that bad. So
the decision is not ready yet. You narrowed down the list to five schools in the last week. What are you still looking for as you go into June? I mean, I know that there's official visits on your mind. You weren't sure if you were going to take multiples. It might have just been one. But now, I mean, as you head into June, when do you want to get back to Ohio State? What's the plan for that official visit?
I'm going to be in Ohio State the 17th, and I'm really excited for that official. There's going to be a lot of great guys going to be there. And for everybody else, I don't have any other official set, but the main thing is though making sure I'm getting around and giving everybody an opportunity to go visit before I make this decision and make sure I'm making the right decision. So I feel like that's important.
That June 17th weekend is the same weekend that Brandon Ennis will be up from Florida for his official visit. Obviously, Ohio State has Bryson Rogers committed. Brian Hartline is still recruiting Brandon Ennis. He's still recruiting Carnell Tate, still recruiting you. You guys all know this. It's not a secret. So how do you approach that when you know that there's a potential for not just one or two really good players in your group, but maybe even up to four guys that could all be competing together?
I just think of it as for three other guys, including me, that could possibly be teammates and just run, be the next greats at Ohio State. I mean, because we're all going to be teammates and boys, but we gotta, you know, encourage each other to be on the field. It's nothing personal, just going out there and being the best. So I just think that that just having those guys out there is just a good opportunity to get better, and having teammates, because when you're on the field, you can't do everything on your own on the college level. You need help. So those are definitely ball players that you're going to need. So
I always think back to the class of 2014 at Ohio State. I know a lot of people recently talk about 2020 with Julian Fleming and Jackson Smith and Jigba G-Scout, et cetera. 2014 was KJ, KJ Hill was 2015, but Curtis Samuel, Terry McLaurin, Paris Campbell, and Johnny Dixon all in the same recruiting class. And that was sort of the start of this new era of Ohio State receivers and this passing offense that we see at Ohio State now. How exciting is it for you to look at the quarterbacks at Ohio State? Because obviously as a receiver, that's pretty important. But as you look at C.J. Stroud and Kyle McCord and Devin Brown and now Dylan Raiola in the class of 2024, that has to be something that catches your attention.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, as long as I've been watching Ohio State, as I can remember, they've never had a struggle at QB that I can remember. And they always had great QBs that get you the ball, either or just make an impact on offense, either passing or running. So I think that is important. And that tradition of quarterbacks is also going to keep going on with Dylan. So
has he been reaching out to you yet? Has Dylan started calling you?
Oh yeah. I talked to him. I met him when I was up there for the spring game. And then we exchanged numbers and all. So we've been talking and all. So
what is it about Brian Hartline that receivers like you really identify with? I mean, is it because he's young? Is it because he played receiver? Is it because he played at Ohio State? Is it because he played in the NFL? Like, I mean, what are the things that really make him unique for you guys?
It's not really just because what he's doing. He's doing an awesome job. I believe that it's just his personality as a guy that I can, you know, just be cool with outside of football and have a great relationship with. And he's an easy guy to get along with. And I like how he just doesn't talk about football. And so I like how he approached me by getting to know me and – and just doing things the proper way. He just one of them guys that I feel like I can bond with and work with really well. And I like what type of man he is. So,
you know, when I saw you at the Under Armour camp in Atlanta in February, I think at that point you were still kind of this unknown to a lot of people. And even now, I mean, again, your recruitment is sort of low key because that's your style. Do you feel like people talk about Noah Rogers enough, or do you think people talk about Noah Rogers too much?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I just feel like my name is getting out there a lot more, and I just got to stay the same and don't let that get to my head or anything. But I just like how I'm keeping things low key, never letting people know what I got going on, because that's just my style, like you said. So, yeah.
Well, it's clearly paying off for you, Noah. It's been a whirlwind few months, and at least a couple more weeks probably or longer until you feel comfortable to make any sort of decision. So thank you for taking some time to sit and talk with Letterman Row and give people a little insight into your process, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you very much. That's Noah Rogers. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology. Thanks for watching, folks. We'll catch you next time.